Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about buying before you sell.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about this marketplace. There's a lack of inventory, and so there's so many people that are saying, Marcia, I can't sell my house because I don't have confidence that I'm going to find what I want on the other end when I turn to buy.
Well, it's an interesting process. That has been the situation for probably 2 years, I'm going to say. This is not a recent phenomenon, and it doesn't seem to be curing itself, which tells me that there are more people coming out of the stock market saying, hey, I don't like the instability. Put me into something that is more stable, more tangible, more doable, where I have a daily opportunity to influence and impact its value.
It's becoming a little less doable because, for example, our median sales price went up in residential 9.7% in 2017. Almost a 10% increase in values. Have wages gone up 10%? Has the marketplace really absorbed that effectively? No. So we've got a problem where inventory sits, where a lot of people are not able or willing to buy.
So it's a demand-pull form of appreciation as opposed to a cost-push. And that's an interesting concept. It's one that would potentially cure itself if interest rates went way up. People would pull in their horns and not buy, at which point some people would sell, and now we'd have surplus inventory. Don't bank on that. Do not bank on that possibility. So it doesn't make sense that would happen. Let's put it that way.
Let's talk about a couple of the options you do have. You do have the option of you want to release the tension of having to find a house in a short window of time.
Right.
So you could look at financing the purchase without having sold your current residence.
Right.
Make sure that when you do that, you look at the current residence with a very critical eye and a very conservative estimate in regards to value. Alternatively, you could also look at selling your current home and suggesting the possibility to your family that there will be two moves, that you will go month to month, you'll go live with relatives, you'll do something that says we don't have to buy a house in 2 week period of time when it's pending sale and we need to relocate.
Now, those are good comments, and it pertains to your personal residence, your opportunity to sell something and avoid the first $250,000 of capital gains per spouse.
Exactly. So there are other options. Take a look and explore. If you want to move now, the interest rates are still good and a good time to do it. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.